Hello, everyone. Recording live on the mic. Andrew here. Today's podcast will be about basketball, the lessons I've learned from it, how I found that thing for me, that niche, my release. So it started back in 2012. I was just getting over an ACL surgery that took me out of my final soccer season at for the Drexel team. I played D1 there. We were going to have our best team ever. We had really high aspirations. And we were playing St. Joe's in a preseason game. It was our final preseason game, and we were clicking. We won every game at this point. I was scoring goals. My buddy, my counterpart, Nathan Page, shout out here. It's funny, you're my first shout out from the team, given our history. But on the field, man, we tore it up. So I'm coming down. I play a give and go. I hit the ball first time outside the box into the bottom right corner, and I get cleaned out from behind. Tear my knee, microfracture, but the last touch I've ever had as a Drexel Dragon was a goal. So here I am about 7 months after surgery. I'm doing an internship at Morgan Stanley in New York, and I let coach know that I'm not going to be returning for my final season. I kind of prioritized getting my life started versus forcing back this injury less than a year out and trying to kind of compete at that level again. So I take up a new challenge. I take up playing ball. And at this point, I suck. And if any of you guys played on the streets in New York, these guys are good. They're big, they're strong, they're fast. But what I had at my advantage was I remembered where I started with soccer, where I started with chess, my other hobby. And I knew that I just had to put in the work, commit to it, give my best on both ends of the ball, and just let progress take its course. Come and do your best every day. So I did that. I did that for 3 years between New York, when I moved back to Philly, and when I moved to San Francisco. I played a little recreationally here and there with some buddies. And then when I moved back to Philadelphia in 2015, I took it up fully. I had just quit my two jobs in San Francisco, and I was ready to embark on starting my own business. And now looking back, picking up ball, picking it up really, really with all my heart and all my soul and committing to it was the best thing that I've ever done, because the noob that I am, that I was once at basketball, that's how I feel sometimes in business, and I get it. There's guys that have been doing this for 50 plus years with tremendous resources and experience, and here I am, a little schmuck at 25 years old, trying to compete with them in the business world. And it was no different on the basketball courts. I remember the looks I would get when I first started. But for my audience, like, I don't know where it comes from, but I never let that detract me. That actually motivates me. I know I have to put in the work to earn respect. I know it's not going to come overnight. I know it's not even going to come in 6 months. These things take time. They really do. So now I'm reaping the rewards of that work I put in with ball. Yesterday we had a tremendous run. My boy Leo from London came back. And we played against some of the Drexel men's guys. They just graduated the team, or they're on the team. And we gave them a run, and we beat them 17-15. I'm not saying this to give myself a pat on the back like we beat these guys. It's more of a culmination of putting in those hours in the dark in the gym when no one's watching. Those hours when you're at home just dribbling a ball or thinking about where you could be better. That full emotional investment into progress is really what I kind of want to talk today about. And if you stay the course, you put all your full emotional energy into what you want to be, it will come. Don't get deterred by everything on the side. And like Will Smith once said, once you realize that you're on this path, you're on this journey, life is like water. It'll go right around you. And that's what I want to leave you with. And that's the parallels I have right now with basketball and business. And it's tremendous. It gives me confidence. It gives me inspiration. It gives me full belief that it's not where I started, but it's where I'm going, and I see it every day. I feel it every day, and to just stay the course. All right, guys, that's my basketball and business talk. Have a good one today. Happy 4th of July, everyone.